This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges Lumbini Province government to focus on increasing production and job creations. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri pays separate courtesy calls on President Ramchandra Portal and Prime Minister Oli. Issues of Nepal-India bilateral relations and mutual interest discussed. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says effective preparations are being made to reduce loss of monsoon-induced disasters, and Israel issues new evacuation orders in southern Gaza despite global condemnation of strike on school-turned-shelter. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged the Lumbini Provincial Government to focus on increasing production and employment along with infrastructure development. In a discussion held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar with the Lumbini Province Chief Minister Chetnarayan Acharya and his cabinet ministers today, Prime Minister Oli suggested expanding the market through agricultural industrialization, planting advanced varieties of crops on suitable soil. The Prime Minister drew attention not to export and import impure and poisoned food or vegetables and suggested to those concerned making arrangements to ban the import and export of impure and contaminated foods. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today arrived in Kathmandu on a two-day official visit to Nepal at the invitation of Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal. Secretary Lamsal received Secretary Misri at the Trivandrum International Airport in Kathmandu today. Meanwhile, Indian Secretary Misri paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Portal today. The issues of mutual interest and bilateral relations between Nepal and India were discussed during the meeting held at the President's office in Simhadarbar. On the occasion, President Portal emphasized on collaboration between Nepal and India to mitigate the impacts of climate change. According to President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel, the head of the state, also expressed gratitude to India for its support to Nepal in various socio-economic development endeavor. Foreign Secretary Misri is scheduled to return India tomorrow. Meanwhile, Indian Foreign Secretary Misri paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's office in Simhadarbar today, the two discussed the issues of Nepal-India bilateral relations and measures to strengthen the friendly relations between the two countries. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has unveiled the 14-point priorities for improvement of the health sector which he had committed after taking the oath of office and secrecy. Organizing a press meet today, Minister Podal said the programs were made public after a thorough discussion with stakeholders. The programs aim to remove the overlapping roles of the three tier of government by bringing a unified system for the improvement of the country's health sector. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has attributed to effective disaster preparedness for relatively less damage by monsoon hazards this year. Speaking at a meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee and the National Assembly today, the preparations are being made to mitigate the loss and damage of monsoon-induced disasters. According to the minister, the government received relief and rescue materials worth 50 million rupees assistance from the Chinese government. The minister highlighted the government's ongoing efforts to manage monsoon-related disasters. According to data provided by the minister to the meeting, the country recorded 1,212 incidents of monsoon disasters to date since the 10th of June. According to Home Minister Lekhak, 170 deaths were recorded from landslides, floods, excessive rainfall and lightning, with 197 injuries and missing cases of 44 people. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Telene majale chalaune.
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has said the youths have an imperative role to play in bringing socio-economic change in the country. Addressing a program marking the International Youth Day 2024 in Lalitpur today, Deputy Prime Minister Singh urged the youths to move ahead with a positive thinking. The Urban Development Minister said the youths are suffering from unemployment problem. He said there is a data of 1,700 to 2,500 youths leaving the country daily. Now sports news update. Nepali athlete Santoshi Shrestha has secured the 79th position in the women's marathon held as part of the Paris Olympics 2024. In the competition held in Paris today, Santoshi completed the marathon in 2 hours 55 minutes 6 seconds to complete the race. She was selected first time in the Olympics through a wild card. 92 athletes competed in the race with Sifan Hassan from Netherlands winning the title by completing it in 2 hours 22 minutes and 55 seconds. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israel issued new evacuation orders overnight covering areas of southern Gaza as it pressed on with its assault on the enclave despite global condemnation of a devastating strike on a school-turned-shelter. According to the Al Jazeera, the Israeli military issued the order to clear parts of the city of Khan Yunis, including part of an Israeli-declared humanitarian zone from which the army said rockets had been fired early on Sunday. The order came a day after an Israeli airstrike on Al Tabin School in Gaza City reportedly killed more than 100 people sheltering there. The area that the new evacuation order covers is one of the largest in the 10-month-old conflict. The announcement was posted on X and sent in text and audio messages to residents' phone. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Civil Defense in Gaza said more than 100 Palestinians were killed and dozens more were injured on Saturday when Israel launched an attack on Al Tabin School in Gaza City. A deadly Israeli attack on a school in Gaza has renewed calls for the United States to stop providing staunch support for Israel, including weapons transfers. U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump has accused Iran of hacking his campaign. The Al Jazeera said the Republican nominee's campaign's team issued a statement late on Saturday claiming that the Iranian government stole and distributed sensitive internal documents. The accusation came after Microsoft issued a report detailing foreign attempts to interfere in this year's U.S. election campaign. The campaign team cited past tensions between Trump and Iran, but did not provide direct evidence. Late on Saturday, Trump posted on his Truth Social app that Microsoft had informed the campaign that Iran had hacked one of its websites, but said they were only able to get publicly available information. A spokesperson for the National Security Council said in a statement that it takes any effort report of foreign interference extremely seriously and condemns any entity that attempts to undermine U.S. democratic institutions. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kentucky Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Kentucky Province and Sudar Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges Lumbini Province government to focus on increasing production and job creations. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri pays separate courtesy calls on President Ramchandra Borel and Prime Minister Oli. Issues of Nepal-India bilateral relations and mutual interest discussed. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says effective preparations are being made to reduce loss of monsoon-induced disasters, and Israel issues new evacuation orders in southern Gaza despite global condemnation of strike on school-turned-shelter. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.